Well, we've noted that this week is the six-month anniversary of Hurricane Maria devastating Puerto Rico, forcing many residents to evacuate to communities on the mainland. Many of them, including 450 school-age children, relocated to Hartford, Connecticut. A quarter of those new arrivals are in Hartford public high schools, a system already dealing with budget cuts and a lot of unmet needs. Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre reports.
Bridget Allison is a teacher at Hartford Public High School. After the hurricane, Puerto Rican evacuees ended up in her fourth period class.
Do you see where it says related articles?
Yes.
Click on it.
Allison says she's happy to have them, but is also a bit stressed out.
We already don't have what we need to help these students. We do not have enough ESL teachers.
Hartford is a city on the verge of bankruptcy. It's also a place with rich cultural ties to the Caribbean. So when school leaders heard how badly Puerto Rico was hit, they started to game plan, figuring that the storm would have a ripple effect on this district in Connecticut. Superintendent Leslie Torres Rodriguez is originally from Puerto Rico. She understands the journey of arriving in Hartford as a child, not knowing English. But now that the evacuees are here, it's been tricky.
Back in September, I was not anticipating having 448 students, which is what we have today.
At first, Hartford steered the evacuees to schools with plenty of Spanish-speaking staff. They called them hub schools. That's Justin Quiñones, an 18-year-old evacuee. He says he wanted to go to the Buckley Hub School, but it already had more than 70 evacuees, so he was turned away. Quiñones is now at Hartford High with about 30 other evacuees, including 17-year-old Alonda Medina. She says it's different because they went from all Spanish to taking classes in English. But both Quiñones and Medina say they're happy with their education here, even if they sometimes have to rely on the internet for translation.
We use the Google Translate.
Teacher Bridget Allison thinks they deserve more. She says she can spend only a few minutes during class to check in and see if they understood her English.
When I look at Justin and I look at Alondra and I look at the help that I'm able to give them, it's good, but it could be so much better. And that is one of the things that I find very heartbreaking, because I would not ever tolerate that for my own child.
The superintendent says the cash-strapped district will spend well over $1 million this year to educate the new arrivals. Torres Rodriguez thought the federal government would help offset the cost, but that hasn't happened yet.
I'm expecting the money so that I can provide the resources that our students deserve.
Thomas Baldino is an English as a second language coach at Hartford High. He's been working with the students from Puerto Rico.
They're sad because they miss their country. They're in shock. And I tell every single student that comes here, I just said, have patience with yourself, have patience with the process of learning, and have patience with the teachers. Because if you're frustrated, sometimes the teachers get frustrated too, because they want to be able to reach you, and sometimes it's hard.
6 months after the hurricane, Baldino says the Puerto Rican students are still coping with the devastation.
Their island is in deep trouble, and I feel for them.
Meanwhile, the high school days are rushing by. Medina just took the SATs, and Quiñones is thinking of going back to Puerto Rico for college. They say the different pace in Hartford has been hard to get used to, although they do expect to graduate this year. But there's one thing they're not so sure about.
Are you guys going to prom?
I don't know. Because I don't.
No.
For Here and Now, I'm Vanessa De La Torre in Hartford.